We'll bring in Pat Pagano on this muggy morning. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. You make it sound like there's any difference.
No, it's just another muggy morning. I'm glad I got the air conditioners on low at the house all the time, and it keeps the house okay. So
you should be cursed.
Now, before we get to the forecast, folks, we have to find out about the HVAC system at Pat's house.
It's out.
What happened to it?
It's the compressor.
Wow.
5 years, 5 years old. It is the compressor. Should never have gone. They're going to try to get the part. He told me yesterday that trying to get parts, ridiculous. He said he's got several jobs right now on hold because the excuse is COVID.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people working. People are working from their homes. Shipping is slow. You know, the old excuse.
Yeah.
You know, they've been using this for a year and a half now. So he said, let me see if I can get the part, he said, and we'll put it in. He said it's under warranty.
Okay, good. Well,
it should be, because it's 5 years. You're only 5 years old. But he said the average company to replace a compressor, labor, will charge you $1,000.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll do better than that. So we'll see what happens. But this is day three that we'll be going into. And, I think the problem is, I mean, you sort of get acclimated to it. But when you go out and get into your car, and then you get out of your car, and then you go into a store. So you're in and out between air conditioning and the really warm, humid weather. It's got to do something to the body.
Yeah. But then when you come back in and you're in your house and it's just not there,
Yeah, not nice. Not nice, but another reason why I don't like summer. See, in the wintertime, it's reverse, though. And the wintertime is reverse, because if you lose your heat, I mean, you bundle up. You can at least make yourself warm. But in the summertime, you know, like you lose the AC and it's hot. The only thing you can do is either, if you have a pool, you could stay in your pool. If you're near the shore, you can go in the water. Otherwise, you could stay in the shower. You know, to keep cool. I don't know. Anyhow, it's going to be a sunny, hot, humid day. 90 to 95 today. 65 to 70 tonight. Partly cloudy, humid Friday. Maybe a thunderstorm, low 90s. Front slips by Friday night. Stalls to our south. Maybe a little sun Saturday. Showers, thunder showers. On and off most of the day. So your Saturday does not look good. Mid-70s. And clouds and scattered showers again Sunday. 75 to 80. So I'm not holding my breath for the weekend.
And does this pattern look like it's going to stay right, isn't it possibly Labor Day?
No, I think the pattern will at least last to the end of this month, which of course is Tuesday. And then things should change as we go into the Labor Day weekend.
Well, all right.
Should, but I don't trust it. I just don't trust it. That's all I can tell you. Don't trust it.
Well, no, I guess, what'd you do yesterday without air conditioning and stuff? Did you watch any movies or anything like that?
No, I was working. I had to work, and get all this stuff done. Then when Austin came, I was outside with him for 2.5 hours, seeing what was going on. And after that, I'm thinking to myself, how am I doing my yoga tonight? Because on Wednesday night, I do a virtual yoga. And I said, you know what? I'll just put a fan on the floor. And that should work. So I did that. And not to my surprise, and probably not to yours, during the last half of the class, not the last half, but the last like 10 minutes, yeah, you do meditation. I meditated all right. The class was over at 9 o'clock. It was 9:20, and I was still on the floor sleeping. So
now that's meditation.
That's meditation. So that's the end of that.
I went to bed fairly early last night, but once again, I slept great until about 3:30, and I normally get up about 3:45. And I know it's hard to believe those 15 minutes make a difference, but they do. They do. I feel like I've been like, I feel, even though it was 15 minutes, I feel like I've been up like 2 hours longer. It's just funny what the mind can do.
Oh, you got that right.
And everything, and then I walked out to the car, no keys. So I have the, so then I pushed the button in my smartphone, and it said, you have to have the keys. We'll start the car, but you won't go anywhere. You need the keys. So I go back. It was just, that didn't work out. And I came in, and the cats were trying to make me crash, doing Circle 8. It was just a long, not a way to start a Thursday morning. That's all I'll say. But I survived.
Other than that, you feel good.
I survived. Yeah, I survived. I'm sitting here in the chair and talking on the radio, and I survived the morning. And I'm sure I'll survive the rest of the afternoon. I don't know if people around me will, but...
Well, yeah, that's what everybody, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so funny because so many people are talking to me about Delta. And people now are starting to get very, very upset and paranoid because, for instance, my sister-in-law is a nurse on Long Island. And in talking with her yesterday, she told my sister that the people that are now being hospitalized for Delta, half, 50% are vaccinated and 50% are unvaccinated. And she said that she has not seen a difference now. In other words, it's not like just unvaccinated people. Right. Now it's totally vaccinated people. So now my sister is very worried.
Right. And, she should remember the people that are vaccinated, though, it's a much lesser case of, it's not a dangerous case where the people who were unvaccinated, it hits harder.
Yeah. I tried to tell her that, but she said that's not what her sister-in-law told her. Her sister-in-law told her that, you know, they are being hospitalized, just like people who are unvaccinated. So, you know, you kind of scratch your head now and say, where is this all going? I mean, to me, it's perplexing because now they want us to get booster shots. And my thinking is, the reason they want us to get booster shots is because the vaccine that they presently have, I'm talking about all of them, the three of them, they're thinking they're not strong enough for Delta. And they feel that, you know, everybody's going to need a booster shot in order to combat Delta. So, I mean, here we go again. We have enough problems getting people to be vaccinated once or twice. Now we have to try to get people to get vaccinated a third time.
I've always thought that this vaccination is going to become standard like the flu shot. This is one of I believe that all, and I thought that from the beginning, that yes, you get the shot now, but sooner or later you're gonna need another shot. So, and it's going to be just like a flu shot.
That's a shame.
Yeah. People really like that.
Yeah, I know, that's a shame. And then on another topic, the other popular criticism is that people feel that Henri was overhyped.
Yeah, I that's the biggest joke in the world. I say to people all the time, yeah, it was overhyped, but and you can make fun, but if it wasn't overhyped and you got out safely, you're lucky. And if it wasn't overhyped and all of a sudden you were killed, all of a sudden, but you know, people just don't understand.
They don't understand. And the way I put that, and you know how I feel about it. First of all, I said this last week, and I'll continue to say it. You never trust a tropical system. You never trust a tropical storm or a hurricane. They could do marvelous things the last minute, like weaken. They could also strengthen the last minute. So if you're in harm's way, go with the worst and hope for the best. And then, of course, the other thing that I always tell people, if there is a major hurricane coming up and it's likely to hit your area, wherever that may be, if you ignore the warnings and you say, well, I'm not evacuating, I'm not leaving my home, I'm staying here, then I would just suggest one thing. Get a magic marker and put your name on the soles of your feet, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. It's people have to understand when you're forecasting tornadoes, hurricanes, big low-pressure systems in the winter, you can predict with some accuracy, but really anything can happen, and especially with storms like thunderstorms, tornadoes, and hurricanes.
And you brought out a point, even the winter storm.
Yeah.
How many times have we seen with forecast 12 to 18 inches, and then you get on the air and you say, Pat, we had a report of 28 inches. Hey. I mean, it's weather, and we could only go so far. And when it comes to tropical systems, folks, this is the best. I thought the Hurricane Center did a great job. So,
yeah, so did I. Their job is to warn people, keep people abreast, and then see what happens.
And that's what they did.
All right there, Pat, we will check with you mañana.
Okay, I hope by then I'll be cool.
I hope you will be cool, too. Okay, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.